April 2, 1921. The soul who operates in the divine will gives for all and receives for all. I feel my poor mind as though stunned, and I lack the words to put on paper what I feel. If my Jesus wants me to write, he will deign to say in words what he infuses in me by means of light. I just remember that, in coming, he said to me, "My daughter, in one who prays, loves, repairs, kisses me, adores me in my will, I feel as if all were praying me, loving me, etc. In fact, since my will envelops everything and everyone in my volition, the soul gives me the kiss, the love, the adoration of all. And looking at everyone in her, I give her as many kisses, as much love, as I should be giving to all. In my will the soul is not content if she does not see me fully loved by all, if she does not see me kissed, adored and prayed by all. In my will things cannot be left half done, but must be complete. And I cannot give small things to the soul who acts in my volition, but rather, immense things, which can be sufficient for all. I behave with the soul who acts in my volition like a person who wanted to have a work done by 10 people. Now, only one of these 10 people offers himself to do the work. All the others refuse. Is it not fair that he give to that one everything which he should give to all 10? Otherwise, where would be the difference between one who acts in my will and one who acts in his own will?